Shalom Aleichem, Rabbotai. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the third parak of Bikurim at Mishnah Hey. So we've been describing in this parak so far the designation and the procession to Yerushalayim en masse, Barov Am Hadras Melech, with a lot of people, up to Har Habayis. So Mishnah Hey says, a gozlot, the little birds, Shogabei Asalim, that were up on the baskets, Hayu Olot, they would bring them as Olot. The Barner says somehow these birds were perched on the edges of the basket so they wouldn't drop bird droppings on the Bikurim themselves in the middle of the basket. So they're going to bring those birds as olot, masha biyodam, and what's in their hands. Now it's not clear if this means the extra birds or it means the Bikurim themselves, the basket themselves. Notin the Kohanim were given to Kohanim. So in either event, the Kohanim are getting the Bikurim or they're getting the extra birds, like a second extra set of birds as a gift to the Kohanim, not necessarily as an offering. Mishnah Vav, Odehu Asol Katefa, when the basket is still on his shoulder. Now he's in the Azor, he's reached the temple itself. Kure Mehigoti Hayom L'Shem Elokecha. Now this is a citation from Devarim, the 26th Perek, verse 3. V'amarta Alav, he says to him, Higoti Hayom, I declare today L'Shem Elokecha, to Hashem your God, Kivoti El Aretz, I've come to the land, the Shenishba Hashem Lavotenu, Latet Lanu, that Hashem swore to our forefathers to give to us. So the Mishnah continues, Al Jagabri Kol Parsha, until he finishes the whole Parsha, through the verse 10 in that parak. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arami Ovid Avi, until the Aramean, a reference to Lavan, was trying to destroy my father, was chasing after Yaakov, was trying to destroy Yaakov and his household. Higila Army Ovid Avi, when you reach that part, Mori de Solmel Ketefo, he can lower the basket of Bikurim from on his shoulder, V'ochze Bisfatav. Now he only holds it by the rim, V'hakohen Miniach Yado Tachtav Umenifu. And the Kohen adds his hands underneath the basket, or underneath his hands on the rim, and they wave it. This is according to the limud we learned earlier, that it requires tenufa, like our lulav on Sukkot, that they wave it up, down, and all around the basket of Bikurim. V'kore, and according to Yehuda, and they continue the recitation of this vidui Bikurim, me'armi ovid avi, from Army Ovid Avi, Ad Shehu Gomer Kol Parsha, until the end of the Parsha. Menicho Bitzal Mizbeach, then they leave the basket next to the Mizbeach, V'Hishtochava V'Yotze, and they bow down. This is Hishtochava, is bowing down all the way on the floor, V'Yotze, and he leaves the Azara. Shkoyach Rabosai, Zay Gizunt.